As you think, Miranda, I'll be able to help when I get out there. Mm-hmm. And I'll fuck it up. She'll be running around screaming, everything will be on fire.
Desk on.
You do realize you have to draw that now.
I only hit the power button. That's all I did. It just goes up in flames.
Bat Kitty, you can't pee on that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Well, I screwed that up.
Midnight Movie Night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights. Kitty.
With a K.
There you are. Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Should we just try that again?
Take two.
Take two. Wait, not take 37? I'm so confused. We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Who's hitting their microphone?
It was looking at me funny. Oh.
Take 37.2? We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Dude. Okay, seriously? This is the last fucking one. It better be gold. We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K!
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly, not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today's Saturday, September... What? September 13th? Yeah. September 13th. I felt the need to just start screwing it up. I don't know why. But today is Saturday, September 13th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am Matt Fracking Cat.
Okay, and if you would like to interact with the live show, you can send us a tweet over at Movie Nights Pod. Yeah, so, hey Kitty, do you got anything for the time machine?
No, nothing.
I kind of do, you know, because the time machine, you know, is where we go back and kind of revisit things, and I had a little bit of an experience tonight where I found myself talking about the podcast to someone and, you know, introducing the idea, and they actually asked for the web address and everything, you know, so that was totally cool. And if they end up listening, they might go like, hey, what the heck is this show? Right. And I
deny everything.
Okay.
Continue.
I was trying to do something here, and you shot me down. That's.
Pew, pew, pew.
I'm just gonna cry now. No. So basically, like we said in the little intro bit, we're a weekly, not safe for work podcast. You know, mainly about movies, but we don't really take ourselves that seriously. In fact, we hardly ever end up talking about the movie that it is that we are going to be watching. Why? I don't know. Do you have a reason why, Kitty? I mean...
I got nothing better to do. So why
then,
not?
Then you have nothing better to do than not talk about the movie that we're going to watch.
Exactly. I don't know what you just said. I wasn't keeping up.
Okay. Whatever. and so sometimes we like to start the program off where we talk about previous episodes or maybe something that happened during the week. And I listened to the previous episode today and I was happy with it. So that's all I'm really going to say about that. But I am working on a little intro for the time machine. And I only have one of the pieces at my disposal right now because I was trying to set up the soundboard before we went live. And I eventually just gave up because I kept forgetting to transfer certain files. And who cares about all that crap? Here's the one part that I do have. And it might just give you an idea of where I'm going with it.
A time machine for time travel. Do they have one? No, no, they got a time machine.
They do?
Yeah, yeah, we got a time machine.
Woohoo!
I like how you said who, because I think I want to put a Doctor Who element into that. But, you know.
That would be great.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, a time machine. But, hey, Kitty, do you know what's up now?
No. No, I don't.
Well, we do have two people on the call who haven't said a damn thing yet.
I know, it's starting to freak me out.
I wonder which of them will speak first. I think
me,
I know.
Me.
I was just going to say, I'm betting it would be Raphael. From the We Are Not Here to Please You podcast, and we'll pimp the hell out of that at the end of the show. So, well, stop selling yourself.
I was not even going to. This time I was for once polite and didn't interrupt you. You know, that's the last time that happens in this show.
Yeah, I don't want you to be polite. I want you to be yourself because you're not here to please anyone.
I'm still waking up, so it's 8 a.m. on my time, so.
Yes. However, I do expect you to be polite to the other guest, because I don't believe that the two of you have really spoken directly all that much, at least not at least not vocally. And,
yeah, I don't think so. Otherwise, yeah.
So, Mr. Quiet One over there, why don't you introduce yourself?
Greetings. I'm Al. How's it going?
Oh, I love that you got the Darth Vader thing going with your voice. See, I'm used to hearing you over a telephone calling into another program that the cat and I listen to, and I know that Raphael listens to. And
Revelstoke Jim?
Yes, yes. Yes, Al is a frequent caller on a friend of Revelstoke Jim's show, Netheads. you completely threw me off with Revelstoke Jim.
We said friend of the show.
Yeah,
we like the Revelstoke Jim.
But it's so easy to distract you.
Wait, when did I say
today?
Friend of the show?
I don't know.
I said friend of Revelstoke Jim. God.
That really
thorough. Are we really going to... We're going to have one of these nights, Kitty? Really?
No. It's good.
You know, Kitty, once you're out there, you know, basically a laser pointer is totally going to distract her for like an hour and a half. Don't worry, you know? If she does
something... I know
it's
going to be so much easier.
No, Raphael. It's me with the laser pointer distracting him. That's how it works. Humans distract cats.
Well, this fine night, you are easily distracted.
It's not that I'm easily distracted. I just had a shitty fucking day, and I'm trying to cognitively reset myself and have a fun time making pod with all four of you.
So you had a horrible day, yeah?
All four of you. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm seeing multiples. Great. Oh, no. Dave's there. I forgot. I always forget about Dave.
Don't forget about Dave.
Well, now that we've introduced our guests, it's time for a little something special.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
I like the choo-choo.
why don't you tell the guy who made that for us how much you like it?
I really like that guy that is talking to us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I actually had a lot of fun making
that. Was really awesome. And
it totally shocked me last week.
I loved his reaction. You know what? I should have clipped it and had it ready, but that would have just delayed the start of the show even later.
I don't want to be clipped.
Not snip, again.
Snip. So, Al, did you set anything up for the Tournament of Segments, or would you like to would you like to be the judge?
I'm ready for Tournament of Segments, but if you could go over the rules one more time, just so I would be happy to participate.
Suddenly, you're not coming through very clearly, and it sounds like someone's tapping on on the microphone or something. You know, just getting a lot of.
Can you hear me now?
Better? Yes, oh, there you are. Much better.
I apologize.
But they're still kind of from
what's
your
going
side.
On. It's popping.
Ah,
let me try something.
That's what it is. It was popping, huh?
Well, that's the easy. That's the easy trick of putting your index finger in front of your mouth while you're talking.
I swear to God, I thought you were gonna say up your asshole.
Well, you have two hands, don't you? Multitasking.
Then how would I hold the microphone?
Don't have a microphone
between
stand?
Your legs. Duh.
This is getting going weird places.
But be careful that you don't break your own back.
Oh, is this the noise you're hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a weak connection for the back of my microphone. Let me put it on the stand real quick.
Oh, bummer.
No, it's not bad.
All right. Well, since both of you are going to participate, Kitty, why don't you explain the rules while I fix this stupid spreadsheet.
All righty then. To talk about this tournament of segments. All right, so.
I know, right? Where's the fucking energy, dude? This is you know.
I was trying
fucking
to look
bring
the
your heat. Own show.
I was trying to look for it and
bring the fucking heat, bitch.
It's okay. It's not that hard to say that there's this app that Miranda has on her iPad, and it's got a list of segments.
A list of segments. You're gonna spin it.
Yeah.
We're gonna choose whatever's chosen. We're going to. Oh shit!
Come on, Kitty!
Stop yelling at me!
Come on! What is wrong with you? What's your major malfunction?
A lot of things. You don't yell at me, you person.
What you gonna do about it, huh?
I'll cough into the microphone. You'll get sick again.
Oh.
All right.
Okay,
so Miranda's gonna spin the wheel on her little app on her. What are you using, the iPad or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's got all the list of segments that we're gonna go through. And if anyone's got has a topic for that specific segment, then you get a point. And if you don't, you get no points. No points for you.
And if you're Raphael, you'll get two points.
If you're Raphael, you get negative points.
Hey,
just for being mean and yelling at me.
I know, right?
And that's double negative points for you, too, Miranda. Yelling at me. You call me Mr. Cat. Uh-oh. That Mr. Cat ego is going to start coming up.
Wait,
this is not a good thing. Hey.
Somebody should cue up the song Smelly Cat from Phoebe.
Oh, hell
yes.
No. I heard that
Yes,
before.
I started to rewatch Friends.
All right.
I've never
Al,
watched.
Are you back with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's get this thing on the road. You know, we are trying to keep a time schedule, even though we started half an hour late. And our first our first choice is a new segment, Foreigners. And
hey.
Why don't we start with the foreigner, Raphael? Do you have anything?
I don't even know about that segment.
It's on
when
the list.
It wasn't there yesterday or day before.
That's right, because we just came up with it like 2 hours ago, and we did send out a tweet saying that there's three new segments, and we should probably mention those three new segments.
I fucking slept 3 hours ago.
Maybe we should just give him a point because he is a foreigner. So
okay, I'm good with that.
First, explain what this one is.
It's films that were. Oh, I just wrote this. See, now I'm failing.
I thought it was like foreign films.
Yeah, it's foreign films, but we've also got, we've got these handy little descriptions on midnightmovienights.com/segments.html. And Foreigners is currently described as any non-North American movie. Why non-North American? Well, Oh, wait. Why non-North American when you're both in the USA? Well, there's a crap ton of movies filmed up in Canada, and we love Canada, eh?
We do love the Canada.
Yeah.
Well, the obvious answer is Tusk, I think.
I have actually. Okay, again, you come not really strong through. I can barely
Raphael,
hear you.
Raphael, shut up. Hold on. Al, fix your audio. And
Oh, am I again taking over the show?
Yeah, you try and do it every time. All right, now we're good.
You go, Raphael.
Any better? Awesome.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. If Raphael can't hear you, that's his loss.
Screw you.
Damn. I can feel the love here.
All right, but Al, what were you saying?
Tusk. I don't know if it counts, though. It wasn't really filmed in North Carolina. It takes place in Canada.
No, because it's any non-North American movie.
Well, then I'm just going to jump right into anime. I love hate.
Well, you might not want to jump into anime. Because the next new segment is Tuned In, any animated featured. Apparently, I can't spell, and I added a D to it. And I could have just fixed that, and no one would have known. But, oh well. And our third new one is Acting Out, and it highlights any actor of your choice. So, there we go. And so, our first one was Foreigners. And so, Al, you were... do you have anything that you would like to add for Foreigners?
Well, I'm hot-blooded. Check it and see. I got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, don't you do more than dance. I'm hot-blooded.
What the fuck is going on? My phone, my call cut it out and I come back to that. What the hell is going on?
Oh, very nice. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I'm Hey, Jim, do us a favor. Since both the hosts of Midnight Movie Nights are currently choking from laughing, can you take over the show? Because we're doing a shitty job tonight.
Well, I'll do my best. But see, I heard the word Canada, and it's like a bat signal to me. Anytime there's mention of Canada on the internet, I have to chime in and say, can I be of service?
Well, if you would like to be in service, you have a vast knowledge of films that were filmed up in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And you're able to recall it off of memory. It's highly impressive. I've seen you do it many times. Just rattle off knowledge about films that, again, filmed in British Columbia.
I do my best.
So that would be fantastic if you can provide some Canadian color commentary.
Okay.
And also, if you would like to join us in the tournament of segments, you are certainly more than welcome.
Oh God, pressure!
Oh, you don't have to. You know, yeah, you're already providing color commentary, asking you to participate and commentate at the same time. That's something Raphael would do.
All right.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Al, what the fuck was that?
That was
Foreigner. You don't know that song?
I'm going to give him a point. Just for
I was going to say give him a point for that.
All right, Kitty, do you have anything for Foreigners? Cause
no, I don't.
I have one. Huh?
You are a foreigner. You already get a point. What's your movie?
Der Wichser.
No,
it's a what? That's the
you're
what,
a foreigner.
What the
that means you have to pick a North American movie.
What? No,
yes.
No fucking way.
Yes.
Well, I'm in Finland right now, and I pick a German movie. So
you're
already
outside
foreign.
Of North America. You have to pick a North American movie.
Okay, then I'm going to revoke my that I want to make a movie and just take the 3 point.
Okay. There we go.
I don't know.
Welcome to Midnight Movie Nights, the show where we abuse the hell out of at least one of our guesses. Guesses?
I kind of want to give him a point and a half just because he brought up a...
Fuck it.
A German movie.
And it wasn't even porn.
Raphael wins the tournament of segments. There we go. Everyone happy?
No. Okay, well, no, we're the fireworks.
Al, you won Will's money.
Oh, I'm not fighting.
Don't
anybody.
Get greedy.
I'm here to please, baby.
I'm fucking nuts, so that's good. We have everything covered.
Remember that part where I said that, you know, we're a podcast about movies that doesn't really take itself very seriously? That's what we, you know, right now, yeah. Even though pointing that out means I'm taking myself seriously. Oh, no, stop it. Move on.
Spin that wheel.
No, I haven't done my movie yet.
Okay, I guess you can go.
Thank you.
Well, go.
I
Come on.
Oh my god, Kitty, really? All right, my Foreigner is Run Lola Run. Definitely one of my favorite. I'm pretty sure it's German.
Oh, that's creepy. I'm actually just looking at right now, before you even said it, the IMDb page for Run Lola Run.
Awesome. That's freaking awesome.
It's a good movie, definitely.
Oh my, I freaking love it. Franca Potente, just this freaking movie's awesome, especially in the casino. And that's what really got me thinking about this movie. I was listening to my movies playlist, which is how I come up with a lot of my segment picks.
There was a scene in a casino, or you watched this in a casino? I haven't seen this movie.
So. There's a scene in a casino.
Oh, okay.
And she finds a way to influence the roulette outcome. And it's very interesting. But I was listening to one of the songs, specifically the song from the casino. It's in my movies music playlist. And that's how I come up with a lot of my picks. Listening to the music and that makes me think of them or think of something tangential. Anyway, all right, now I can spin.
By the way, she was in a bunch of good movies. Franca Potente.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her movies a lot when I was growing up. I think that was basically the time she had the most roles in the most well-known name movies, at least.
Oh, and she's been in American, you know, successes and everything. You know, the one that immediately leaps to mind is The Bourne Identity.
Oh, right, yeah. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, she was Matt Damon's love interest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who believes that?
Well, you know, Sarah Silverman fucked Matt Damon, right? So, speaking of fucking
you know,
Matt Damon, what? Yes, Raphael? Okay, moving on. We have landed on ear candy.
The audio is
kind
of...
Shut up!
I think the video feed is fucking up on my side because I'm on a really old piece of shit laptop and you guys on video kind of screws a bit with it, you know.
You
do realize, Raphael, this is just payback for every single time that you've ever jumped in.
When did I ever done that? I can't remember anything.
You've
like that.
Never done it once. You know, not in the, what, 7 times that we've had you on the show, it seems like.
That doesn't sound like the Raphael I know.
Not at all. Not at all. We've landed on ear candy.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go ahead and start this one out off. I went with the James Bond theme from Die Another Day, done by Paul Oakenfold. I just think it's a really freaking fucking wow. I wasn't even trying to say I wasn't even trying to curse right there. I don't know what's going on tonight. It's too hot. I'm not making any sense.
Is that the one Madonna sang?
Oh, that was okay. I'm not talking about the intro theme. I'm talking about the James Bond theme itself. Okay. I don't know if I can do this, but maybe if I search for, there we go, something like that. Well, that's loud. This one. The really electronic theme. Yeah, or the, you know, it's kind of heavier and everything.
Oh.
Ringing any bells? Yes? No?
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Just right here. You know, it cuts into the more classic and everything. And then,
okay. Yeah, I remember that from certain scenes. All
right. Right. Well, it's just after the, gosh, now I'm blanking on it. And
it seemed like I remember that during the snow.
Are.
The, you know, the ice chase scene. I kind of remember that.
Yeah, it was played at certain points in there.
So
that's my pick. I just think that's a really awesome rendition of the James Bond theme.
I've got.
What do you got, Al?
Well, I'm not really a big remix guy, but I went.
Hey, Al, you're dropping out again.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yep.
Get your shit together, Al.
I'm very sorry.
Hey, he's done us a lot of favors, and this is his first time on the show, so we're not going to abuse him.
Well,
I'd be nice.
I'm actually going to tweet this out right now. I'm not a big remix guy, but I found this on YouTube, and it's actually pretty good. It's by some idiot I've never heard of named Cell Dweller, and it's a mashup of a couple different Metallica songs and Black Sabbath. And I think it's put together really well.
Well, I'm skeptical about that because I love me some old Black Sabbath things.
Oh yeah. I'm very skeptical about dubstep remixes, but I think this one will hold up pretty good.
Hey, Al, can you
stop filleting your microphone?
He's not filleting his microphone. It's a loose cable.
That's what he says. He doesn't have a camera on. You don't have any proof for that.
Give me 1 second and I'll reset up my stuff, okay?
Yeah, thanks. It's just... Uh-oh. Hold on, Raphael. You're the only one who can hear me right now. I just muted the entire channel.
It's only us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. That made absolutely no sense. The stream couldn't hear you. I muted that as fast as I could so that no one else would.
How dare you mute me? You won't silence me. But I have also ear candy.
Oh my god, Kitty! Come on, help me out here.
Well, with Raphael?
Yes.
No, the cat is. The cat is on my side.
Have you had coffee yet, Raphael?
Does beer count as coffee?
It does for me.
What's your ear candy? Come on, let's keep it moving.
Okay, actually, the ear candy I came across yesterday listening to the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast, because they played on their wedding as an entrance march. The Imperial March in a dubstep mix, what was as well fucking amazing sounding. And that just reminded me of this, well, good old song, basically. You know, and I think that's my ear candy for this time.
Did they link that? Because I've been following them on Twitter.
Listen to their show and you'll hear it.
Yeah, it's in the latest episode from, like, I don't know if they came yesterday one out, but from 7 days ago, that one.
Okay, I'll look it up because I gotta hear that.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. How about you, Kitty?
I do have something. I was talking to a friend of ours, Patrick.
Worms?
Is it worms? No. Nasty. Well, I was talking to Patrick the other day about. I'm ignoring you. The black hole. Damn. You're an asshole. But. We were talking about the movie The Black Hole, and I started listening to that soundtrack, and I was going to try to send you a link to the to some of the music, but I didn't have time, and I don't know if you got it, so. But, have you seen that movie, The Black Hole? It came out in 1979. Robert Forster, you know, it had Ernest Borgnine.
I
Max Millions show.
I didn't come out until 80, so.
Wow.
Well, damn. I've seen a movie called The Hoe, but I think we're not talking about the same.
Yeah, probably not the same movie. But, it, you know, it was a science fiction movie. And, you know, it had robots in it. And
It had robots, it's science fiction.
Yeah, it was about... It's a space exploration. Yeah, these, well, I'm not going to call them astronauts, but they're explorers, and they run across a ship that was lost years ago, and they find it on the edge of a black hole, and it's just kind of sitting there. And so they go in and investigate, and they find out that
the ship is lazy.
Yeah, it's greedy and lazy. It's just. But the doctor that had taken control of it is kind of, you know, kind of gone mad. And so it's their, you know, they're exploring the ship and finding out exactly what happened to the crew, why this ship is sitting on the edge of a black hole and not being sucked into it. And, it, you know, it's full of robots and, you know, there's no crew whatsoever. I think I can't remember how many crew members were supposed to be on the ship. But, you know, it's just a journey of, you know, what the hell happened? What's going on? And I was listening to the soundtrack and it's just. It's really good. Like I said, I can't really say too much about it without playing something.
Well, we don't have to say that much about it.
I know.
The tournament of segments, it's, believe it or not, supposed to be fast. We're not supposed to be spending, you know, 7 minutes on each segment.
Well, what show did we ever do when I was on there that was not going for like 2 hours?
He's got a point. Spin that wheel.
Hey, wait. Can I step away from my color commentary for a second? Because I actually have a favorite soundtrack.
Okay.
I just like
it.
It's the Robert Altman movie, The Long Goodbye from 1973, which is his look at a modern day Philip Marlowe from the Raymond Chandler movie. And the soundtrack is by John Williams. But Williams does something really cool. He writes one theme, basically, one musical theme for the movie, and he repeats it all throughout the movie in different styles. There's a piano solo part. There's a jazz trio version of it. There's a trumpet and vocal version of it. There's a mariachi version of the same theme. Even one of the doorbells in the movie, when Marlowe pushes the doorbell, it plays the same theme that Williams created for the entire movie.
I want to hear the mariachi one.
Oh, it's, I don't even know if I, let me see if I can even,
what was this called though?
The Long Goodbye. Yeah, I'm not even sure if.
Can somebody bring me a tequila?
But I mean, you go from that and you go to the same jazz version of like.
Okay, now I need a martini.
Yeah.
There's a long goodbye.
Yeah, and bonus points if you know the vocalist Jack Sheldon is most well, he's jazz trumpeter and vocalist, but he's really most known to most people as the voice from like Conjunction Junction or I'm Just a Bill.
That's his voice? Yeah. I hear it.
It's Jack Sheldon, yeah.
I hear it, yeah. From yep. Schoolhouse Rock.
That's Schoolhouse Rocks. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So that's all I have to say.
What a great ear candy, Jim. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I don't appreciate it because now I want a martini and a tequila and I've neither here.
Okay.
Hey, Al, did you make it back yet?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're really quiet.
Yeah.
How about now?
A little bit more. Maybe a lot more.
Let me go into my mixer here.
All right, no problem. While you work that out, we have landed on Guilty Pleasure, and I want to save mine for last because all of you are going to be basically saying, what the fuck? So, okay. Kitty, do you have a Guilty Pleasure?
Yes, the movie Pure Country with George Strait.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that one. Why is this a Guilty Pleasure?
Well, I think it was his only movie, and, you know, it's just some country singer back in the 90s who made a movie, and, you know, he oddly enough, he plays a country singer who gets tired of, you know, the rock star kind of life that country music has become, and so he just kind of takes off on his own for a while, and, you know, goes back to his roots, finds out who he is.
It was a pure country slight against the Garth Brooks of the world. It was a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, I like the movie. I watch it all the time. I even got the soundtrack. It was that good.
Me too. Wow.
Cool.
The showmans continues.
Word.
All right. Raphael, do you have a guilty pleasure?
Does it have to be movie or can it be TV?
I suppose it could be TV.
I was afraid of where he was going with that.
Where he could have gone with that is still technically a movie.
Yeah, technically, yeah. Even if you only watch them in, like, you know, 3-minute chunks.
Okay, but... Three-minute chunks. Wow.
Well, that is with setting it up and everything, yeah? So it can be less. Okay. Okay, oh, but please. My one is actually Once More with Feelings, the Buffy musical episode.
Oh my god.
Fucking love the shit out of that, but, well, it's not really something that you can just, you know, scream out in the round of your friends.
Oh my god, that was one of the best episodes of that show.
Absolutely. I have actually the DVD, even if I have the complete box set. I don't know why.
Oh, so why is this a guilty pleasure for you?
Well, because it's not really what anybody listens to that I know or hang around, so it's not
but
really
did,
something.
Were they friends? Actually, yes, were they friends? Because if they didn't watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, then they should no longer be friends or something like that, I think is where I was going with that.
Yeah, maybe I should reevaluate my circuit of acquaintances.
Yes, everyone should watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Excellent, and, excellent. Joss Whedon TV series.
Especially Once More with Feelings, a great episode. Great songwriting, the music is great.
Is this the new show?
What do you mean the new show?
I said, is this the new show?
No. Buffy the Vampire Slayer from, like, back, you know, back in the 90s? Joss Whedon? What? Oh, knock it off.
Who is that Whedon you're talking about? What else did he do?
Just some little movie called The Avengers, you know. He also did this tiny show that no one liked called Firefly.
Serenity for the win.
Was that on the Nature Channel?
Yeah, I think so. Something about a glowing butt or something. I don't know.
And we're going full circuit to the movies that the cat was afraid I'm going to mention.
All right. Hey, Al.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Wait, you just got a little bit better. That's all right. I can, you know, we can hear you. It's a little quiet, but let's not mess with it anymore. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Well, I just saw Into the Storm a couple weeks ago, and that falls right into my guilty pleasure storm disaster movies, as it was basically a, found footage version of Twister.
Huh.
It was the best C-plus movie of the year. I had a lot of fun.
Very cool. All right. Well, Jim, I need to open this up to you.
I have to admit this.
No, I have to give you the option because, again, this is going to be one of the... Well, if there was a certain little boy in a wheelchair on the call at the moment, when I say something, he's probably, you know... He's not going to react well if he ever hears this.
Okay.
So I just need to I want to be the one to officially close out the guilty pleasure. So I just need to open it up just in case you want to say something. Otherwise, I will finally get to it and spit it out.
Yeah, I do have one real quick.
Sure.
Sequest DSV.
Ooh, I used to love that show.
Well, who wouldn't? It's Roy Scheider on a bigger boat.
Uh-huh.
Good point.
And a freaking talking dolphin.
I'm gonna have to add a column for Jim on this one. He's racking up some really great points.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Of course, it makes the column so freaking tiny, and now it's not giving me the option of resizing. I technology not my friend tonight. Let's see if there we go. All right. How is it that everyone has, you know, basically everyone's had something, except for Kitty with a foreigner, and we got
Kitty. You suck. What? Who was
Dude,
that?
Hey, let's not get Raphael, personal. Come on, who
was,
man.
It was totally not me. Why? Why am I always blamed if something rude gets said? I don't get it.
Foreigners.
Come on, he's not going to stand up
racist.
For himself.
He's as cold as ice.
You know what? I'm going to flat out say it. My guilty pleasure is Star Wars Episode
nice,
2.
Nice, Jim.
Now.
Thank you, Kat.
Now, not just Star Wars Episode 2, but especially Hayden Christensen.
Canadian.
Thank you.
He's Canadian?
Yeah.
I know
a lot now.
I know a lot of people think he overacted in that, and because I'm trying to keep things to time, one day this will have to be our flick pick, and I will go into a deeper story about why I loved Star Wars Episode 2 so
no,
much.
No, you won't, because you never talk about the movies as the flick pick, so you won't talk about it.
Hey, Kitty, do you think I'll actually talk about this one?
Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah.
I really do.
Kitty knows the story, why I love Hayden Christensen's performance in that movie so much. I know a lot of people think he overacted, and I would flat out agree talking
Kitty
about episode
claws.
3, but episode 2, I think it was perfect. And I absolutely loved it. Now, I do wish that Yoda had been a puppet, and I think a lot of those fight sequences, you know, or a lot of those, the fight sequence with Dooku still could have been done with a puppet. Yeah, they would have had to animate some of it, but, most of the time you didn't actually see, you know, any of the details or anything. You know, he was moving so freaking fast. Yeah, it would have looked so much better if they had just stuck with the regular Yoda puppet.
Better marble just bouncing over the place.
Until that movie, I always had the impression that Yoda fought like Muhammad did in the Quran. He fought up 40 demons by praying and just remaining in a floating, still position and totally using the environment. God.
Al, I'm sorry. It's just not coming through.
Al's voice sounds like every Peter Frampton song from the 80s.
Yeah, you're just dropping off too much, and all we're getting is, you know, that clicking sound coming through. I'm really sorry, Al.
Is he maybe secretly Frampton? Is he lying to us all the time?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Al, can we try this again another time? It's
sure. I'm sorry.
No,
there he is.
Oh, whoa, what the hell?
Oh,
where did that come from? What
maybe expected? I'm too far away from the microphone.
Well, no,
or am
but,
I too close now?
No, you're fine now, and it's crystal
Frantum
clear.
Frantum comes alive.
Yeah,
exactly.
All we have to do is threaten to drop him from the call, and suddenly he's clear. All right, we've landed on Knight's Choice Kitty.
Oh. Okay. What did I have? Okay. Quotes.
I choose whammy.
Oh, quote. There's no whammy on the board tonight. All right, quotes. I'm assuming you chose one, or you chose quotes because you have one, so why don't you start it off, Katie?
Okay. Here I go. The word impossible, Mr. Booth, is only found in the Dictionary of Fools. Three, two, one.
Just, it doesn't, it's not.
It's from Dr. Hans Reinhardt. He said that to Mr. Booth, Ernest Borgnine, in The Black Hole.
There you go. We've already established that there's at least three people who haven't seen this movie.
Yeah, that's why I kind of did a little countdown there because I didn't think.
But we don't have to guess, it
that's
doesn't...
a little fun part of it. You gotta try to guess it a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah. If I say my quote, I don't know if anyone's actually going to be able to nail it down.
But right, you're next.
That's why I think this 3-second countdown is good, because this segment is rather, it gives the possibility for the interactiveness. That's not a word, or interactiveness. It's now.
Yeah, it's a word now.
Yeah.
Raphael made it up.
Guys, I swear, I'm like 2 seconds away from getting up and walking over and just opening a bottle of wine and saying fuck it to the show.
What? I dare you. Come on, do it.
Seeds. Whiny seeds. Whiny seeds.
Take your dick out. Do it. Wait, what?
Okay.
Who was next?
That was, I guess I'm going next because I've been dared to go open a bottle of wine, and I'm okay with that. So I'm going to say, this is someone speaking to a kid, and I say to a kid because I'm just going to cut in with the two one-liners that the kid has. At the point, I'm just going to say kid says yes and kid says why. So, are you scared? The thing on the bed, whatever it is, look at it. Does it scare you? Kid says yes. Well, that's good. Do you want to know why that's good? Kid says why. Let me tell you about scared. Your heart is beating so hard. I can feel it through your hands. So much blood and oxygen pumping through your brain. It's like rocket fuel. Right now, you can run faster. You can fight harder. You could jump higher than ever in your life. And you're so alert. It's like you can slow down time. What's wrong with scared? Scared is a superpower. Scared is your superpower. There's danger in this room, and guess what? It's you. Do you feel it?
You are the one that knocks. What?
Wow.
Oh. The actual performance is so, oh my god, so much better.
That's not right now. Steel, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought if anyone would know it, it might be you, Jim, but I understand why you don't, because you were traveling today.
Oh, yeah, I was.
It sounds so damn familiar. I'm breaking my brain.
Sounds
I can't,
a little bit. Is it the
I can't put, what?
It's the doctor. It was from tonight's episode. Oh, my God. I only got about halfway through it before.
Okay, could we please stop talking about the doctor? Because I'm a person that waits till the episodes are done, that I can watch it in, like, one day.
Boo fucking who? You made a choice.
Fuck you.
I haven't seen it yet either. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I haven't got
it. Kitty, I played it for you right before we started the show.
Yeah, but I only heard it the once.
How many times? I've heard it twice. Actually, 3 times. I had to dictate it. But...
Oh, you fucking dictator.
Oh, my God. Oh, just... I fucking love this doctor. I love 12. Just... Oh, my God. I think he's going to displace Tennant.
I don't know. Yet. I'll give him a couple more episodes before I go that far.
But
I'm going to put him up there with Eccleston.
Watch. Oh, he's definitely already right there with Eccleston.
I think he is Eccleston.
I know, right? There is a lot of I really did want to see more of Eccleston, but anyway, that's my quote. Raphael, do you have a quote?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Why don't you share that with us? Kitty, you're going to have to run the show for a few moments while I go get
the wine. Plus?
While I go get the bottle of wine. So I shall be right back.
Okay.
Okay, so my... Shut up. It's my part. Okay, my quote is, melodrama coming from you seems about as natural as an oral bowel movement.
It really sounds familiar, but I cannot place it.
Neither can Jim. I.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, let's wait for Miranda.
No, you tell me what it is now.
Okay,
she's probably guessing, and she's probably she's probably yelling.
Well, it's from Randall in Clerks, because we are episode 37, aren't we?
Say it again.
Clerks.
No, not Clerks, the quote.
Melodrama coming from you seems as... Fuck. Okay, melodrama coming from you seems about as natural as an oral bowel movement.
I knew it sounded familiar, but for some reason I just can't place it.
Well, I wanted to go with the Clerks one because, well, episode 37 now, and I didn't want to go for any of the other ones because they are all way more dominant and way more known. That one is under the radar somewhat.
Yeah, because I totally missed it. That's a great quote.
Yeah. I should get another.
I can't believe you missed a Clerks quote, and you let him talk to you like that at the, you know, right as I walk away? You fracking pussy.
Well, that's true.
Carry on.
Wait,
I'm opening the wine.
Okay. Where are we at? Al or Jim? Who was next?
I'm ready.
I forgot. Go for it, Al.
In the wake of huge events, after them and before them, physical details, they spasm for a moment. They sort of unlock when they come back together into focus and suddenly coincide in a weird way. Street names and birth dates and middle names, all kinds of superfluous things appear related to each other. It's a ripple effect. So what does it mean? It means something's going to happen. Something big. But then, something's always about to happen.
That was a long quote.
Yeah.
Again, it sounds familiar, but I can't... I'm going to feel like an idiot when I know when he says what it is.
Jim, one's right in your neighborhood, dude.
Oh, God. Hmm.
Strange brew. It's the only Canadian thing I can think of at the moment.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't think of what it is.
Well, it... This is the Canadian zombie film, Pontypool.
Oh, yeah. Filmed in Vancouver with Billy Connolly.
It was amazing.
See, look at that. Right off the top of his head when it finally clicked.
Yeah.
And what was it called again? Zombie?
Pontypool.
Pontypool?
Pontypool.
Is that an animated movie?
No. This is the only zombie movie I've ever seen that takes place in the snow.
Wow.
Actually, I may be wrong on that. How do you spell it again?
Pontypool. I believe it's on Netflix.
I'd want to see that one.
My cat is doing everything possible to sabotage what I have set up. Get away.
Directed by Bruce
my cat does that all the time.
Meow.
And hey, it's because she loves me.
No, I was thinking of a of a different movie with Billy Connolly, filmed in Vancouver, but he is a zombie. But I just looked up this movie, and the lead guy, Stephen McHattie, I did a movie with him in 1981.
No shit.
Called Harry Tracy Desperado. Him and Bruce Dern and Gordon Lightfoot.
Name dropper.
Hey. Hey,
Raphael.
Yes, I was short on the litter box. So.
But name dropper? I'm pretty sure you're going to be dropping a name when we get to the flick pick.
Oh, yeah.
Who am I? I would never drop any names. I'm waiting for the moment,
yeah,
by the way.
You're not an attention whore at all.
Yeah, me? Am I ever trying to take over the show or just talk over you or just don't stop talking so that nobody else gets a chance to talk, even if I can't breathe? I would never do that. That's not a Raphael I know.
Cheers. Check Twitter.
Just as an update, the movie I was thinking of with Billy Connolly sort of as a zombie is called Fido.
Woo!
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's good wine.
Stop whining.
Whiny Steebs.
I knew that was coming.
If you knew it, why was there no rim shot ready on your sound box?
Go for it, Jim.
Didn't. Whiny Steebs.
Because I've got the Tournament of Segments wheel up. So speaking of which, now that we've all done quotes,
I haven't, but that's okay.
I'm so sorry, Jim.
That's okay.
I heard Jim talking about the movie, and I'm sorry. I was focused on the wine. Jim, do you have a quote that you would like to share?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. See, I already gave you, and you know, I'm giving you 2 points for that one.
Thanks.
And 1 point for being a foreigner. But only a foreigner to the cat and Al and I. Well, and Raphael, too. You know, but shut up, Raphael. You got 2 points for being a foreigner.
Oh, right. Okay, never mind.
You're on a different continent.
More.
You're outside of North America.
That I should get 3 points.
No, now I'm docking you back down to one. Demanding bastard.
Hey, we Germans want every time more as we have, so. It's
okay,
not my
fine.
Fault.
You
it's my
zero.
DNA.
You can have zero for foreigners.
But I
just to sanctions.
Don't make me take your ear candy away.
Jim, what's your quote? Ignore these people. I do.
And now, before giving you the details of the battle, I bring you a warning. Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world. Tell this to everybody, wherever they are. Watch the skies. Everywhere. Keep looking. Keep watching the skies. There you go.
Can you repeat that?
Damn.
Why?
Because I think I may know what that one is.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
Sounds again familiar.
And now, before giving you the details of the battle, I bring you a warning. Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world. Tell this to everybody, wherever they are. Watch the skies. Everywhere. Keep looking. Keep watching the skies.
The Old Republic? Star Wars?
No, it's old. It's an old movie.
It's again, like, I have it on the tip of my tongue, but I can't just wrap my brain around it.
Well, I don't have it.
Okay, it's from 1951. It's The Thing from Another World. Which
fuck, is- yes. Oh. Damn it.
Yeah.
Mother, son of a mother.
I didn't even know it.
Raphael.
But just the way you delivered it.
I tried to keep that one clean.
That was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. That's one of my favorite movies. I even like the remake, but I love Any movie that has the line, an intellectual carrot, the mind boggles, is just one of my favorite movies.
Okay, well, we have landed on science fiction, and that is a freaking awesome quote, and I'm so glad that we have a recorded copy of you saying that. But we have landed on science fiction, and if Jim would like to continue speaking about this film, I'm sure that could be his science fiction pick, too, because it just sounds awesome.
Well, you guys go ahead, and I'll think about if I would choose that one.
Okay.
Okay, because there are others that I could possibly think of.
All right, let's see. Al, you haven't gone first in a while.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have a science fiction?
Yes, Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, shit!
Truck driving, yeah.
Okay, we got no shit on that one.
That is awesome.
All right.
Soundtrack by AC/DC. Man, I love it.
I'll give it a hails to the yes.
Okay. Raphael, do you have a science fiction?
Well, my good old friend Flash Gordon has to be in there. Great sci-fi movie with an amazing soundtrack by one of the greatest bands ever, Queen.
You mean the one that you can end up watching with us?
Yeah, sadly enough, but well...
You know, we picked specifically so that we could have you on and watch it with us.
Yeah, you manlet. The movie.
I had things to take care of. But yeah, that's definitely my pick for that one, because it's
a
great movie.
What do you
mean
you had things to take care of?
I needed to masturbate and eat.
Oh, okay.
It's just why? Why would you ask him that? You know it was going to come down to something with his penis.
I was going to go somewhere
and
with that,
that's
but
that's what she said. That is what I said.
And think about the order how I said it.
I'm not thinking anymore about that. What you said.
So you want me to repeat it? I say.
No, I was going to ask Al something though.
Something like baby cakes. Baby cakes.
You shut the hell up about baby cakes. Al is, I noticed one of the cable channels, they're playing a lot of Stephen King. Has Maximum Overdrive played?
I don't have cable.
Oh, damn. Well, it's a movie that I don't have, and I wanted to record it. I've been listening to it on Netflix a couple of times. And
what a fucking idiot.
I know, I am.
Sorry.
No, you shouldn't be sorry of all people, Al.
And she's talking to me.
The cat has to be fucking sorry. I don't know why, but I'm angry now too. How dare you, cat?
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm Canadian all of a sudden. Is this what it's like, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to apologize for thinking. You know what? I'm American. I should not be apologizing. Fuck you, people. Except for Jim.
Thank you.
You better apologize for that potty mouth.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Accepted.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Well, yeah, actually, I kind of did. I was just very, very surprised. I forgot something, so I will remedy it very shortly. Continue.
Okay, well, I've got a science fiction.
Okay, wait, hold on. Before you do that, before you choose your science fiction...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Ashbrook here with an urgent report for the public. We now go live to James Raflowski at the Pentagon. James?
Thank you, Tom. Let me just say the shit has really hit the fan over here, dude.
Should you really be using that sort of language on the air?
Shut the fuck up, Tom. We are way beyond FCC regulation at this point. We've got nukes, robots, aliens, hurricanes, graboids, Gundams, space plagues, death rays, zombies, mutants, and Jedi. This is science fucking fiction.
Bazam.
A bit fucking late, but well.
Like awesome. I said, I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, at least you make the announcement in the beginning of the show, so.
It's true.
Oh, my entire goal is to work up to, saying, I'll just practice right now. My entire goal is to eventually work up to the point where we say fuck more often than the Wolf of Wall Street. Just for one episode.
Nobody fucking cares if you fucking do that. Fuck that.
Yeah, sorry, I think we're really getting pretty fucking close on this one.
At least it's not such a big fuck up, you know, so fuck it.
Kitty, what's your science fiction?
The black hole. That's why I went so long about it earlier. Just so you would know what it was about.
You like yourself some black hole. You made it yourself dirty. I just made it in the most clean way possible.
And it was a good movie from 79.
We have no control over the show when we have Raphael on.
I know. There's something wrong with that guy.
You fucking love it. Otherwise, you wouldn't bring me back on all the time.
That's he funny. Hijacks the show like Willem Dafoe in Speed 2.
Nice.
That's gonna be what we call him from there. The William Dafoe from Speed 2. Raphael.
Oh my god. Okay, well,
Well, no, I was just gonna go on about that.
No, we're moving on.
No,
damn
we
it.
Talk.
We are moving on. We are
I'm talking
progress.
Patrick about the you know,
shut
about
up.
The reaction
on.
Figures. And
okay.
The black hole was figures I wanted to have, you know, brought back out, and that's why I'm talking about the black hole.
What, Vincent and old Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah. Bob. Slim Pickens.
Wait,
was Bob.
Bob, Bob,
yeah.
Bob,
Slim
Bob,
Pickens. We're the best.
Okay.
And now we can continue.
Okay, so I went with Idiocracy.
Great
good
movie.
One.
Good movie.
Yep.
Oh, I like money.
Yeah. Yeah. Dax Shepard just fucking cracks me up. Yeah, here's another one of my favorites of his.
Man, I could really go for a Starbucks, you know?
Yeah, well, I really don't think we have time for a hand job, Joe. I like money, though.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
That's actually supposed to be on the soundboard. Where the hell did it go?
Where do I get a hand job now?
At Starbucks.
Yeah, I know, but it's pretty far away, and...
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Yeah, I was going through pulling out... Well, actually, I was going through to pull out... This is
He's
what...
probably send that one to Alex.
And then Charlie Chan invaded Europe.
Funny.
Okay.
Get your show under control.
The Flick Pit.
Yeah. This is episode 37, so there's really only one movie that we could possibly choose for our flick pick, and that is Clerks.
What? Never heard of that one.
That was Snowball.
Why do you call him that?
Sylvie made it up. It's a blowjob thing.
What do you mean?
After he gets a blowjob, he likes to have it spit back into his mouth while kissing. It's called snowballing.
He requests this?
He gets off on it.
Sylvie can be talked into anything.
Why do you say that?
Well, like you said, she snowballed him.
Sylvie? No, I snowballed him.
Yeah, right.
Serious.
You sucked that guy's dick?
Yeah, how do you think I knew that he...
Wait, but you said you only had sex with three different guys. You never mentioned him.
Because I never had sex with him.
You sucked his dick.
We went out a few times. We never had sex, but we fooled around.
Oh, my God. Why did you tell me you only had sex with three different guys?
Because I did only have sex with three different guys. That doesn't mean I didn't just go with people.
Oh, my God. I feel so nauseous.
I'm sorry, Dante. I thought you understood.
I did understand. I understood that you had sex with three different guys, and that's all you said.
Please calm down.
How many?
Dante.
How many dicks have you sucked?
Go.
How many?
Wait, shut up a second, and I'll tell you. Jesus. I didn't freak out like this when you told me how many girls you fucked.
This is different. This is important. How many?
This is important. Like, how many women he slept with isn't important.
Well?
Something like 36?
What? Something like 36?
Who are you boys?
Wait, what is that anyway, something like 36? Does that include me?
37.
I'm 37?
I'm going to class.
Oh, my God. 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, where you going?
Hey, listen, jerk. Until today, you never even knew how many guys I slept with because you never even bothered to ask. Then you act all
mad. Apparently, really fucking
long. Well, I never had sex with 12 different guys.
No, but you sucked enough dicks.
Yeah, I went down on a few guys. And one of those guys was you, the last one, I might add, which if you're too stupid to comprehend means that I've been faithful to you since we met. All the other guys I went with before I met you. So if you want to have a complex about it, go ahead. But don't look at me like I'm the town whore because you were plenty busy yourself before you met me.
Well, why did you have to suck their dick? I mean, why couldn't you sleep with them like any other decent person?
Because going down isn't a big deal. I used to like a guy we'd make out and sooner or later I'd go down on him. But I only had sex with the guys I loved.
I feel sick.
I love you. Don't feel sick.
Every time I kiss you, I'm going to taste 36 other guys.
I'm going to school. Maybe later you'll be a bit more rational.
I'm 37. I just
goodbye,
can't...
Goodbye, Dante.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot. Hey, you, get back here.
Welcome to Midnight Movie Nights, where we're listening to movies.
No. We are about to talk about that, because that is a very, 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 very iconic scene. And
who wants to talk about it if you can't talk to somebody from the movie?
Exactly.
God, you are such a fucking attention whore.
Yeah, baby.
All right, go ahead.
No,
show
you can
off.
Continue. You
no,
can
no,
continue.
No. Show off. You clearly want to talk about how you got to speak with one of the two actors from that scene. Actually,
yeah,
there were more than two actors, but.
But by the core actors, lead actors. Well, I got Marion Gigliotti a few weeks ago on the pod, so that was fucking amazing. I'm still surprised to this day that she replied right away back and agreed to do our show. Still no fucking clue why, but she's such a nice person. Such a pro. It's just a joy to interview.
That was a great interview. I mean, she was.
It was a lot of fun. She sounded like a sweetheart.
I mean, what episode was it? Does anyone of you know?
It wasn't 37. I'm pretty sure it was 42.
Yeah, something like that around. But it was a lot of fun, and we had her for like an hour. I was beyond nervous when that thing was coming up. Arthur needed to calm me down with some shots beforehand because I started to throw my hands up in the air and just screaming, I don't know, when he asked me in what order I want to have the questions for her. So I was a pro about it. I was
afraid for poor Arthur. I seriously thought he was afraid because you were ranting and raving and throwing your hands up and throwing things and yelling at people. And I was like, Arthur, no!
I remember leading up to it, you had sent, you know, just a couple of messages, and you were still being really cryptic and everything at that point. But yeah, you were fucking batshit crazy. Oh,
and that was
episode 41. No, I didn't put the you know, I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. where the hell is that from?
I have no idea.
I know I picked that up from a movie, but I can't remember which one.
You already had your movie quote. You can't get an extra point now.
Oh, by the way, Jim and Al are officially tied.
Woo?
Yeah. Yeah.
As the winners?
Yeah, they tied as the winners.
Hey, shouldn't I get the point for that I interviewed the person from the flick pick?
Excuse me, this is the flick pick, not the Tournament of Segments. If you wanted to get a point for interviewing Marilyn Gigliotti, you should have brought it up. At the appropriate point in the tournament of segments.
Where did I lose points? I got everywhere points.
You've won before. Shut the fuck up and let them have their win.
Yeah, true. It's pretty awesome to be me.
view from the top.
What, not death from above?
No, view from the top, that quote you're looking for.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Maybe originally, but that's not where I got it from.
Okay.
I think I got it from Austin Powers.
Well, Mike Myers says it in View from the Top, so.
Is it Mike Myers Canadian?
That would be true.
Point for Jim.
Yep. And Al made,
screw you,
Al made three segment openers for us. So however many points Jim gets, because Jim's never won. Because we didn't have the tournament of segments last time that Jim was on. By the way, I made an executive decision that the two of them were going to win. Shut up, Raphael. And we're just being blatantly mean to Raphael. So he's at like negative 30 points. I don't think he can ever realistically win again.
I fucked with all my interruptions. I should be at least in the 50s or in the three digits.
Yes, but every time you say fuck, I have to add another point back, because you're getting us that much closer to hitting the record of number of times that the word fuck has been said that is currently being fuck, held fuck, by... Fuck, hey, hold on. They have to be contextual, you fucker.
Hey, don't fucking scream at me. What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, what's the fucking matter?
Okay, all right. We're going too far. I'm pretty sure we've already surpassed it.
Is there anything that can be rated beyond?
Can we talk about can we talk about Clerks so that we're not in like massive violation of the DMCA? For playing an almost 3 minute long clip from the movie?
Absolutely.
There is a hardware store up the road from my house, about 5 minutes away. And inside, there is a framed picture of the owner of that hardware store and Brian O'Halloran, because he happened to visit one day.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I don't happen to know anyone who has interviewed Brian O'Halloran, but I hear he's pretty freaking awesome as well. Just completely gives back, to the fans, always appreciative, everything like that.
If you can ever fucking reach him.
Well, hey, your inability to internet is not our problem. Just because Marilyn Gigliotti was like super sweet and went on your show and recorded that awesome opener for you, and if you had your gear together, you would be able to play it, or if you had thought ahead and sent it, to me, I could have played it for you, but you didn't, and that's why you didn't win the tournament of segments.
Well, I'm still gonna try to get the whole over time the whole Clerks cast at some point on my show as guest. That's my goal.
Look at that! That's you cool. said "fuck" so goal. Many times that you broke Jim's connection to the call.
I'm sorry, Jim. He's not there anymore. Oh my god! I know I feel bad.
Did we lose Jim?
No.
What have you done?
No.
I need wait. We need Al to say no, because he can do the Darth Vader voice.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Do it.
No.
And again, my god. We really have to talk about Clerks, you guys. I played a really freaking long clip here.
Yeah. No, but like I said, we had a really nice chat about the movie, and she told, like, the scene with the fire extinguisher. She never got to shoot the fire extinguisher in the movie.
Oh, my... Yeah, that was crazy.
So I thought that... I think she gave really nice insights in the process. Are we going to have her back at some point? She agreed to come back in a couple of weeks. Because this interview was just a fanboy me interview and like getting as much information about Clerks as possible.
Yeah, it was really a great interview. And she did sound disappointed that she didn't get to fire the extinguisher.
Yeah, definitely. She really wanted to.
And that was the scene where...
It was
when we first met her.
Yeah.
And can I say something? In that scene, she looks fucking hot. I think the most hottest.
She looks great in the entire movie, not just that scene.
I'm only saying in that moment she looks the hottest.
Holding the fire extinguisher after just, you know, after it's recently discharged.
And she didn't have any lasagna in that container.
By the way, that's how I like my woman. Right after they are done discharging.
God.
So Clerks, directed by Kevin Smith, written by Kevin Smith.
Edited by Kevin Smith.
Acted in it by
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
And Scott Mosier. Didn't Scott Mosier have something to do with this?
Yes, Scott Mosier had plenty to do with this. And Jim, where's Scott Mosier from?
Canada.
There we go.
Scott Mosier was Snowball, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He was Willem Black.
Willem
That's
the idiot.
Cool.
So, hey, I'm going to toss this idea your way, guys.
Toss the salad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Why don't we enter into the discussion brought up in the movie about the contractors on the Death Star? I think there's more to be probed in that line of thinking.
Considering it would have been staffed mostly by separatist workers, I don't know that that argument holds up.
How do you mean? On the first Death Star or in the second one?
Oh, good point. Very good point.
Rabbit, stop digging.
Yeah.
The first time around, it was complete. I don't think there were many.
Yeah, no, you're right. It would be the second Death Star.
The second time around, I don't understand why
had to know that they were working for the Empire. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not like
hey, didn't we just build one of these that blew up, you know?
Exactly. Talk at a union hall is rampant.
Okay, I'm back in a second. My rabbit is kind of destroying the hallway.
Okay. Do us a favor, mute while you're gone.
I already did that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anyway, the contractors would kind of be more like Halliburton rather than just construction workers, right?
That's kind of my thinking. I think that they knew, hey, one of these has already been blown up by the rebels. Maybe they were contractors from Revelstoke. Jim, was that the case?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. No Stokers were harmed in the destruction of the second Death Star.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but when you really think about it.
When we really think about it?
Oh, I was going to say that when you really think about it, how do we even know it was going to work properly anyway? Because obviously it went, the construction of the Death Star went to the lowest bidder.
It was.
And you know what? They probably weren't even supposed to be there that day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no, they were supposed to be there that day. They were pretty much enslaved in that movie. Darth Vader was like, double your efforts, bitch. And then they did because the Emperor was showing up.
You know, I started thinking about something from Chasing Amy. Specifically, Hooper's argument about Darth Vader being the biggest, blackest, you know, Nubian god, you know, all of that, right?
Right.
But in Empire, you know, in the theatrical release, you do see Vader in his meditation chamber with the helmet off, at least the back of the head. And you clearly see that he's a white guy. And also, you know, his son, who grew up on a planet full of sand. You know, and two sons baking down on him. And the guy doesn't have a tan to be found.
By the way,
it's very clear that when Darth Vader reveals that he is Luke's father, that there's a white guy under there. I'm sorry, I can't take Hooper seriously in Chasing Amy.
Come on, then. I'll say it for me. I am your father.
But seriously, can you imagine all the sunflares with two suns?
No!
No!
Can we go back to talking about Clerks?
Clerks.
Yeah. This is exactly why we never end up talking about the film that we watch, because we just end up wanting to talk about something else. Every time, without fail, it's how Midnight Movie Nights happens. But frankly, this show wouldn't be here without Clerks.
That's true.
It really wouldn't.
Imagine what would happen if what did he spend all of his credit cards and everything, like $27,000 or something,
yeah,
to make this movie.
Yeah, if everything hadn't gone the way that it did, and Clerks getting noticed and everything, Kevin Smith, we don't know what would have happened and if he would have been able to find his way, but from the stories he tells, it sounds like if Clerks, if everything didn't play out exactly how it did, his filmmaking career would have ended right there. And he wouldn't have done any of that. And who knows if one day that fracking cat and I were to meet in the unfiltered chat for This Week in Tech, if we would have actually bonded.
No Clerks to talk about.
Not just Clerks, everything in the Viewisk universe. And it all started with this movie. With that clip that we played, that scene, the jokes about 37 dicks, and we're even doing a little nod to Clerks, we've talked about Take 37 a couple of times. It's what we're calling our it's the home of the creative efforts of That Fracking Cat and myself, Miranda Janelle, and it's a nod to Clerks because of that scene. It was incredibly influential for both of us, and it is partially responsible for us becoming friends.
Yeah,
and not just friends.
No Clerks. No Clerks.
No us. No chums.
Probably no Al calling in the netheads.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably no netheads.
No hearing about Revelstoke Jim.
Yeah, no netheads. No meeting Revelstoke Jim. No meeting Revelstoke Jim. No knowing about Gabnet. No knowing about Gabnet. No getting geeky with Miranda Janelle. No getting geeky with Miranda Janelle. Miranda Janelle doesn't get.
You're still here?
My God.
I haven't heard my
one
name.
One egoist at a fucking time, Raphael.
I haven't heard my name in like 2 minutes. I needed to chime it myself.
Your sheer force of presence would make you a cultural icon in any universe.
I can live with that.
That
was a nice ego stroke. That's really good.
It does seriously blow my mind just to think about that. Just, if Clerks didn't happen, then, there's a lot of, there's a series of events that would not have happened afterwards.
Yeah, and if Mallrats never happened and the rest of the universe didn't take off, it would have been less likely that I would have noticed things, but... at least at Dogma. Dogma is what got me into the Viewisk universe.
Me too.
At that point.
Me too.
Oh, really?
It was Mallrats for me.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, wow. You came to it even later than I did, Kitty. Not much.
Yeah, I didn't. I think I saw that movie one night. Oh my God, I was getting so drunk and I watched it on Showtime. I was like, what the fuck is this show?
Okay, so basically, if Jersey Girl had never been made, that's so sad. I love that movie. But it's the one that gets dumped on.
Well, the thing is, this wasn't my first...
Dude, okay. Okay, here's why everyone should absolutely love Jersey Girl. Because, Kitty, for the longest time... And it's what they were called in Dogma. What have we always called Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes?
The prophets.
Exactly. Now, here's the proof that Kevin Smith is indeed a prophet. Remember the scene in Jersey Girl when he's driving that one Burrow vehicle and picking up his daughter at school?
Yeah.
What's he call it?
The Batmobile.
Kevin Smith's a fucking prophet.
And she says, "Punch it, Chewie." Yeah, he says, "Hey, don't you get to ride around in a Batmobile?"
Yeah, yeah. See, he's a prophet, and it all traces back to this film, Clerks.
It was probably at the time he was living in his house that
you
he
know
bought
what
from
else
him.
He predicted?
Hmm.
Iced coffee.
Yeah. Shit! That's right.
What?
You mean I'm supposed to drink this hot?
Yeah, with the ice cubes in the hot coffee. Am I supposed to drink that hot?
Yeah, in Clerks.
That wasn't a thing before Clerks?
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Maybe
well,
for
just
California
because you hadn't heard of it. Wait.
Maybe
how
it's
big
California
is the
douchebag thing.
Raphael, shut up. How Oh, see, look at that. Don't fuck with the woman who controls the mixer that controls the stream for everything that gets recorded. Because I can hit mute, and so now I'm the only person who can hear you guys. Yes. Yes, power, unlimited power. Okay?
Somebody had too much wine.
No, I didn't. I haven't had nearly enough. I've only had one glass.
So the raven didn't have enough wood yet?
I did unmute you guys. But,
So the raven having
yes,
wood.
Thank you. I have now officially forgotten where I was, and we are up over
yes.
1 hour and 30 minutes. So, Clerks, I fucking love this movie. Kitty, how do you feel about it?
I love this movie as well.
All right, and you know what's really, you know, what's
frustrating
me? Shut up, Raphael.
Raphael,
seriously?
Hold on.
Seriously, shut up for a second. Okay. What's bothering me about this is we haven't thrown to Jim in a long time.
Okay, I just want to say that iced coffee has been available in Canada since the 80s.
Thank you.
Everything is ice.
Now, and that's where... very, very, very good one. Oh my gosh, we've been getting tweets. And hey, Kitty, how come you haven't been reading the tweets? You can't count on me to pay attention to everything. Come on.
Oh, sorry, I was...
Diana's been tweeting along this entire time.
Oh.
At least 24 minutes worth or something like that. Oh, I never tweeted that we were live. See.
Yeah, I did.
I know you did, but I didn't.
I did.
We all have the same followers anyway. let's see. Diana says, "At Movie Nights Pod, good choice on wine. Ravenswood, yes." Ooh. Nice one. Thanks, Diana. Actually, I like, you know, now that we are talking about the wine for a moment, I actually like to use the Venturi aerator. It's a marvelous invention, and it properly aerates the wine. And did I say aerator? I think I said aerator.
Better than areola.
No, areola's not better.
We really... no talking about areola.
Nice, Jim.
Why not?
You were here for that part.
Ah, by
pre-show.
The way...
you were here for the areola. So shut the fuck up.
Hey. Do you remember Tom of Finland, by the way, Miranda?
Say what?
This Tom of Finland.
What about it?
Impressive nipple. Well, actually,
no. Stop. Shut. No. Bad, Raphael. Bad. Don't make me get the squirt gun. No. I don't trust you with anything nipple related. I will fucking hang up on you. If you say another word about anything, I don't care. I don't care. No. You are not allowed to ever talk about nipples on one of our programs. Ever.
At least for the moment. You go through the corner, Raphael.
Never.
You got to treat him with a little reverence and tenderness.
No. Oh, my God. The story that he shared. No. Uh-uh.
No, but Arto got finally the stamps. Now, after all these weeks, that's how long they were backlogged, you know?
Okay.
You know the postage stamps? Back when you were on the show, they just brought them out, and they were so much on back order because everybody wanted them that it took like freaking 3 or 4 months to get them.
Yes, now I am just being blatantly rude to Raphael, but that's okay. He would do it to me. In fact, he has been the entire show. So, Diana,
never.
Hold on. Don't be rude to Diana.
We like Diana. No, we like Diana.
Diana says at Movie Nights Pod, yeah, 37 in a row. That movie changed my life. And only Revelstoke Jim can say Canada with a breathy Marilyn Monroe voice. Let's see. We got a couple more tweets here.
What's a sexy voice, Jim?
Who doesn't love Jim's voice? Come on.
Agreed.
Everyone make the Canadian blush. Come on. Give them compliments.
I'm German. Yeah, you're rude.
Too late.
Good point. Let's see. Diana also says, I would not have the pleasure of knowing any of you without Kevin getting noticed for Clerks. Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you, Diana. And if you would like your tweets read, if one of the terrible hosts of this, you know, this show, whatever it has become at this point, because clearly we can't control it. We're aiming for about an hour, and we're currently the recording clock says an hour 42, but it,
Jesus.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
The point. And so
I never last that long.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't even last
a minute 42, Raphael. I'm sorry, Jim. What were you saying?
No, I just looked out the window and I can see the Areola Borealis.
Okay, and Diana also says, I saw Dogma first. All right. But Clerks was what introduced me to the VSK universe and see me, hear me, catching up, was busy with work the first hour. Yeah, exactly. Areola, wasn't she the Little Mermaid? Oh, look at that, how cute. She's playing along. If you would like to play along as well, we record the live show, or we at least intend to start at 10 p.m. So far, I don't think it's actually worked out yet. It's usually around actually 10:30. Hey, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. And as always, that's Nights with a K. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other places, or a few other podcast directory as well.
We got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's always where you can find the live stream.
I just remembered something. I screwed something up earlier, so now I need to turn around and actually fix it before I continually. I can't speech good. On Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com. Well, am I reading this, Kitty?
No.
I'm looking at... I see what you did.
I see what you did there.
We actually attempted to update the show notes, and we failed miserably.
I thought we would take a moment to,
you fucked wrong.
Let Raphael do his thing.
Yeah, we should let Raphael do his thing. Raphael, do your thing.
What's my thing?
Promoting your show, dummy.
Of course, so you can find we are not here to please you at damn it. Now you infected me. You find our show at wearenothertopleaseyou.blogspot.fi, and at Twitter it's at WANHTPY. And, well, there you find all the information.
This is you've been infected with an STD, a show-transmitted disease.
Absolutely. And by the way, tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about Turtles, what's going to be released tomorrow.
Ooh, Turtles?
Wait, talk about what?
The new Turtles movie.
You actually saw it?
I'm not saying another word. Check the episode out tomorrow.
Spoilers. Okay.
And also, like, let's give the other people a bit more room, because let's be honest, I gave barely Al any room, and, well, Jim
Al,
as well.
Al, where the hell can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and at DC Can't Tell. Yeah, I can speak. And you can find me deep in your nightmares.
Nice. Do you have any projects that you're working on that you would like to plug?
No.
No? Okay. Revelstoke Jim, where can people find you?
The guy with the ear candy voice.
You can find me on Twitter at RevJimCanCon. And you can find me at Gabnet.net on Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content, heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Only Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Why not Tuesday and Thursday?
He's got to have a break, you know? You know, he's got all kinds of good things going on out there. He's got to have a break.
He has a great radio voice. It's just so soothing in the whole pattern. I fucking love that voice.
Thank you very much.
By the way, you still have to record the opener for our show as well, just as a side information.
I'd love to do that sometime. I really would.
Also, Jim's Canadian content.
That's right.
On GapNet.
See, I was trying to do a more of a general GabNet plug in there, building off of Jim's.
Because on the nights I'm not on, there's a wonderful program called Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle.
Who gives a shit about her?
We do.
You see, okay. I saved that. And there's also other fine programs on GabNet, Alex Bennett's Ramble and Rob Alfano's Exchange. And I've really been enjoying Rob's show.
Yeah. The X.
I like that.
It's now The X?
I've been calling it The X.
I like that.
I like it. I like it a lot.
The X with Rob Alfano.
Nice.
Who the hell's idea was it for me to drink when doing a show? I can't run a show for shit when I'm drinking.
You're very much welcome.
You're doing
that's
great.
That's what I'm here for, to derail the show, interrupt, be rude. And
Kitty, I can't wait until you're out here so that you can help me with some.
And on Tuesday and Thursday nights on GabNet.net, Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle.
Thanks,
Getting Geeky MJ.
Yes, and sometimes, which it looks like it's going to be more frequently, there are going to be video components to the show as well, because I've been thinking about oh my god, Thursday was so much fun.
I know, everyone go watch that one. I've got to go watch that, because I was at work, I couldn't watch what was going on, but you know, it's archived on, where is that archived?
Well, it's available, at least it was as of yesterday, available on the GabNet.net homepage. And if I could type... and now we're playing Rob's show. Yes, it does appear to... Wait a minute. No, I don't believe it's currently listed on there. However, you can go to GabNet.net, and in the on the left-hand side of the page, if you were to click live stream video, it will take you to new.livestream.com/AlexBennett/events/219. You don't need that. You can just go to new.livestream.com/AlexBennett, and that's A-L-E-X. BENNETT, and then you can see.
You said TT.
It is on the main page.
Yes, it is. Wait, you're seeing it on the main page?
I'm seeing it on the main page.
Oh, that's right. I didn't actually recognize. Rob. I saw it. Yeah, the thumbnails of Rob, and I thought he might have done something, but now I actually do see my hands. And so what I did on Thursday, we talked about one topic, and I know I was saying it was something new. It was mostly something new. I got the idea from the Tuesday night show, because that's when Apple made all the big announcements, and that's primarily what we talked about. And I started wondering, what if I did just one topic? And then I started thinking of topics, and I just the idea of hobbies that you build came to mind, and I had a lot of fun with that. And when I finally finished work for the day, I started talking to the cat, and you know, we were just going back and forth, and I just suddenly out of nowhere, I was like, oh my God, Alex has the live stream account. I should do video. I should talk about this LEGO Research Institute LEGO kit that I got that I just think is just beyond awesome, and I should talk about it a little bit, but spend most of the show actually building it. And so that's what I did on Thursday. I had a crap ton of fun doing it, and I've got the bug to do a little bit more video production, and so I have some ideas of how I can continue to do that, and in fact some of it's going to get a lot easier once the cat gets out here in California, because then I'll be able to do even more, because he can work the camera while I'm actually doing it.
That sounds creepy. That sounds creepy beyond
belief. No, it's not going to be creepy. I'll be out there and I'll be saying, you go with that, Meredith. You
go, girl. Work it. Yeah,
you go. Work it.
Yes.
You
anyway, go, that's on gabnet.net. And like I said, if it wasn't for Clerks, there's an entire series of chain of events that occurred that led me to have the honor of participating in the network and being part of it as we grow, and I've gotten to know Revelstoke Jim pretty well, at least I think I've gotten to know him pretty well, you know, and Patrick Blazek and Mark Thorner and Alex Bennett and Rob and it's how Diana and you know, it's how that fracking cat and I met Diana and why she's, you know, she's tweeting along with the show right now. And there's so many good things that have come out of Clerks and Gabnet.net, at least from me. It gave me something very, very rewarding in my life, and I just absolutely love it, and it's all directly traced back to our flick pick for this evening. And we have gone so ridiculously far off script. Kitty, why don't you thank the people and we can continue on.
Right. Yeah, thank the people.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with this. We broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific every Saturday night on midnightmovienights.com with updates on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod. And, of course, our pod is found on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories. If we are not listed on your favorite podcast feed, then contact us at contact@midnightmovienights.com. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. But that's not the only reason why people should contact us. I mean, if they start telling us, like, seriously, why do you keep going for 2 hours and you never talk about the movies, and Miranda's got the wine hiccups and what the hell?
And why do you talk to people from Finland?
Yeah.
Then you got anyway, the answer.
And then the kid. And then they
can.
Shut up, Raphael.
Because
and then the cat is supposed to be saying. The cat is supposed to be saying, now that I've put everyone on mute, we'd like to thank at Mr. Brad Raven for the MMK graph. Wow, Miranda. Wow. See, I don't normally. Kitty, you're still muted because I don't trust Raphael. So
I'm going to be good now. You can unmute.
All right, Kitty, can you take your normal part so that we can do this, and then I can play the theme, and then we can do a brief stinger, and then we can go watch the fucking movie? Have we said fuck enough on this one?
I don't fucking
fuck
know.
Yeah.
All right.
We'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic, and Judge Funky Boy for the theme. And right now we can thank DC Cantel Al from Youngstown.
Thanks, Al.
For the segment intros.
Oh, thanks, I jumped Al. The gun. No thanks, problem. Al.
Making them's a lot of fun. Any way I can help you guys, yeah.
And everyone that's listening now, we thank you too.
Or listening, well, I guess now when you are actually listening to it. That is a very valid, everyone who's listening now. Not then, now. When will now, or when will then be now?
Is it now?
Soon.
What happened now?
Soon.
It's
very good.
It's going to be then.
I am Miranda Janelle.
I am Nat Fracking Cat.
We've got a couple of guests on the call. Raphael, I know you're going to jump in first, so who the hell are you?
Well, I'm Raphael from We Are Not Here to Please, and it was
okay,
again
stop
a joy
pimping your shit.
To join you.
You've already pimped your shit. Jim,
hey,
who are you?
Hey, I was saying it was a fun to join you guys, so fuck
okay.
You.
Well, you're like, I just heard, I heard you going into your spiel again, and I stopped listening.
Well,
you know what? You know what you are? Hold on. You know what you are? You are the Doug of Midnight Movie Nights.
Oh, come on, no.
What? We love him, but he doesn't shut up.
He's not that bad. We love Raphael. You can't do that to him.
Yeah, you can't do that to me.
We love the Raphael. Now shut the fuck up, Raphael.
Yeah, let's give the other people some room to say something.
Your accent projects authority.
Well, he's German.
That's true. He's got that going for him.
Hey, who's that guy with the deep voice?
I'm Rebel's Dope Jim.
Who's that other guy with the deep voice?
You can call me Al.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
Remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
Where do things go?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think the moment I joined the conversation.
Okay, as long as I can place the blame on someone else.
Maybe Germans have been always blamed for shit, so.
Remember, with no power comes no responsibility.
Nice.
Now, I don't know why I'm screwing with the levels with this song.
Oh, that's fine.
I do have one thing to say. You've got a live show coming up, Raphael.
Can we wait for the official stinger to start?
Who the fuck cares about Ruids? Fuck the Ruids.
Hold on. Judge Funky Boy did us a major, major solid and came up with that song specifically for us. It was, it was inspired by our first episode, and we fucking love it. So I actually do sometimes feel a little bit that when I'm screwing with the levels and everything and realizing like, oh wow, I've actually got that boosted way loud. And it's like, you know what? Screw it. That rocks. And then we start talking over it, and Raphael burps during it. Oh, who cares?
What?
Judge Funky Boy. Oh, I heard you burp.
I heard nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Anyway.
You hear nothing.
Yeah.
You hear nothing.
Yes, but I know that Judge Funky Boy is probably loving this bit right now, partially because who doesn't love it when someone keeps saying their name over and over and over and Judge Funky Boy and over and Judge Funky Boy and over and
I know
Judge
that,
Funky Boy
I know
and
that
over.
Raphael would and enjoy to hear the name Raphael once in a while because Raphael totally likes that a lot.
I love it that I can just mute him at any point that I want.
Damn it.
Damn it indeed, sir. Damn it indeed.
Damn you and your master controls. One day I'm going to make it out there and then I'm going to take over the board all by myself.
you're going to come out here and take over the board.
Yes, I'm going to come out.
You know what I would say? That was an actual question. Do you know what I would say?
No, I don't.
Go away, Baton!
To restart. Who the hell gave me the idea to... Oh my god, keep talking, guys.
What the hell happened?
What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
I'm not ready to restart the stream because I got distracted.
So nothing got recorded?
By the way, Kitty, did I tell you that we are actually most likely also going to film our live show at Aussie Bar here in Tampere in 2 weeks?
Like video or audio or both?
Video and audio.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because he's gonna hang up a webcam because it's a a place that has also a corner and he has TVs everywhere so that he can just, you know, project our table to the whole bar and I think we can just hit record and so we get video and audio from our first live show.
So are you actually going live?
Not live, in a stream. Not in a stream. Outside. Okay. In the bar, and then we're going to work in post and release it. Because it's hard enough for us to make the first live show. We have so far no fucking idea what we're going to do. So I think we don't want to deal with extra technical difficulties at that moment. We're going to be nervous as fuck as it is.
I know you're nervous now. That sounds awesome. And I can't wait to hear it, but I am now ready to restart the stream. So I would just like to thank all of you for joining us tonight, and we will officially call it a night.